Hello, welcome to the call. This is Perry A. and Q&A with Perry A. about bentonite clay. It's still a little bit early, but I see some callers on the line, so I thought I would go on and see if anybody had a particular question. Looks like Bob is on there, and Denise was on last time. Hi, Denise. I will, from time to time, come back to the callers and ask if you have any questions or maybe a testimony you'd like to share. So I just wanted to prepare you for that. And looks like we have several people on the call today. Thank you for tuning in. Does anybody have something they'd like to say?
Hi, Perry. It's Bob. How are you?
Hi, Bob. Glad you could join us today. Bob is a newcomer to the Living Clay product, and he and I have talked quite a bit. He's into wellness, and he's down in Florida, so we're going to put him on the happy list or the prayer list there, whichever way you choose to look at Florida, huh?
Well, both of them sound pretty good.
Pardon?
I said both lists sound pretty good.
Both, yeah, they do. They do. I like to think of benefits to Florida, and of course we all have a few challenges somewhere in our going on the planet today, so.
Actually, I'm trying to get out of Florida.
Down there.
I'm trying to get out of Florida, so put me on the list for escaping.
Well, come over to Texas. It's really nice here, if you can stand the heat.
I'm thinking about Texas because they are friendly to retirees.
They really are. They are. They're friendly to everybody, particularly if you hit the Austin area. All right. It's just about time to begin. I want to thank you all for all being on the call today. Today, I want to talk about the internal uses of clay because it's so important this day and time. I still have about 2 minutes. I don't want to start too early. I may be cutting a few people off that haven't joined us yet. So what can I talk about? Well, I've got some happy news. I'm going to my old hometown tomorrow. So I'm just idle chatting right now while people tune in. And it's always exciting going back home. I lived there for 27 years, a small farming community, but the people are lovely and they give great hugs, so I'm going to feel like a strawberry being dipped in chocolate when I go there. So I'm looking forward to being chocolate-coated with love and hugs. A lot of good memories in that little town. There are benefits to city life and country living. All right, it looks like we're about ready to start. I'm going to close the line for interactive right now and go to lecture mode. This is Perry A. with Q&A on bentonite clay. We're happy to have you with us today. I want to talk today about the importance of taking clay internally on a daily basis. At this time in our lives, in the world, there are an overabundance of chemicals and things out there, pesticides, fertilizers that are harmful, that are going into our plants. And then we have the radiation problem, and of course if you live in the South, the fumes from the dispersant they used on the oil spill and the fumes from the oil itself. These things are still going on. We may not hear it on the news every day about Fukushima or about the BP spill. I was notified the other day there is a crack in the ocean floor in the Gulf and the oil is bubbling up and that they're going out at night and spraying it with this dispersant that blows inland. It has caused so many problems with people's health down there. It's sad to say that when that explosion happened, it may have cracked the layer and the gas is seeping from the ocean floor. So if you're going to eat fish and you don't know where it comes from, what can you do? If you live in California where so many of the vegetables are grown and you don't know if you're, how can your product stay organic when they're exposed to an invisible attack by radiation and things of that nature. So even though we're not knowingly using pesticides and things with our gardens, our products can still be contaminated. I think the safest thing to do in prevention-wise is to sip a little clay water all during the day, and particularly before you go eat. Now, I generally take 1 to 2 ounces twice a day, and then when I go to eat a meal, I keep a little bottle in my purse of the liquid, and I just take a sip of it, maybe a teaspoon to a tablespoon. But what that's going to do, if I take it before and after I eat, it's going to sandwich any fresh toxins I have ingested and capture them before they go into my body. We're having lots of things show up nowadays as the kidney and the liver get an overload from trying to get all the waste product out. That's their job. But when they're in overload and they have a backup, it's kind of like us right now. It's fall and this is the busy season and our plates are piled high and we can't get to everything we want to do, and it gets a little stressful there for a while. And that's sort of what I consider the fall season. It's the harvest season. It's time to bring everything in, all the crops in, and you have to get them put away, you know, pretty quickly before they spoil. So it is a stressful time. And clay is one of the best things you can take for stress. I have found that a clay bath is very relaxing. You may have heard me tell the story about the lady who had a terrific migraine headache, and she only had a half a cup of her powdered clay left. She put it in her bath and got in and said within 15 minutes she had relaxed so much that the headache was totally gone. And then we have the autistic children that with one clay bath, they're calmer, they're making eye contact, and they're more verbal. I had a mother email me the other day and said her son hadn't had a clay bath in a while. He calls them magical baths, but if she tries to force one on him and he doesn't want it, he just has a meltdown and you know, has a little autistic fit, and it's very hard to communicate or control him when they get to that hyper state. And he hadn't been taking his clay baths, and school was out. When he's in school, he's in a routine, and it was during August and school was out, and he had been hyper all week. And she had him in his regular bath, and he had a meltdown. He was just going through a little hissy fit. So she took some of the clay, and without him knowing it, just slipped it into the water. And she said within seconds he was calm. He rolled over on his belly and he was like swimming in the water, and he forgot all about his mad. It just left him. He was relaxed. And if a clay bath can do that to a child that's emotionally high strung like that, in the moment, with their intensity of feelings going on in their little minds, because they are bombarded with so much more than we are, and they scream out and fight out, they want to shut out the noise and things. And if a clay bath can do that, how can it help us in our stressful lives to take a clay bath and do it at night, and then you're ready for just to be poured into bed for a good night's sleep? I can't stress the beauty of a clay bath. And though we recommend 1 cup clay baths for most things, 2 cups if you know you are working on heavy metals. Now, I did have a report recently from a mother with a 12-month-old baby who had high levels of lead. The normal range for lead is between 0 and 9, and she was well above 9. And the mother started giving the baby just a teaspoon of the liquid clay in her food twice a day. And also she was giving her the clay baths, and she gave her clay baths for 2.5 months, and they retested her, and the lead level was down to a 2. So they were going to continue the routine until they got it to a 0. This was on a 12-month-old baby. The other alternative that the doctors wanted to do was so invasive. They wanted to drain her blood, clean the bud, and then put it back in the body on a 12-month-old baby. Thank God Clay can spare that. Now, I do have some questions here. Maxwell in London. Hi, Maxwell. Beautiful art thou, Perrier. Well, thank you. Wow. That's a nice way to start out. I have 4 fillings and have been exposed to lead 48 years ago. Please tell me how many clay baths I can get from a 4-pound or 8 pounds of clay. Well, Max, I would recommend at least a 1-cup bath, and there are 2 cups per pound, so a 4-pound or a half-gallon size would give you 8 baths. Actually, I think you would come closer to getting 10, because though the container says a half-gallon is supposed to be a 4-pound, clay is, when it gets packed, and we pack them very full, weighs closer to 5 pounds, and the 8-pound weighs closer to 9 pounds. So with the 8-pound, you'd multiply that by 2, you're going to get anywhere from 16 to 20 clay baths, and with a 4-pound, I'd say 8 to 10 clay baths. And do enjoy those baths, they're wonderful. I would have a hair analysis test or a blood test to find out exactly what your levels are, so you know when you have accomplished your goal. And then I would go for about 3 months taking the baths 2 to 3 times a week, and then go back and have your levels checked again. And thank you for that nice opening. Diane Mercer from Boiser City, Louisiana. My niece has anticardiolipin antibodies syndrome. It is a condition that makes her blood extremely thick, which makes circulation of her blood very bad. Right now she has a toe that she is having a difficult time with. She did not show it to me, but the coloration is dark and she has an open wound. I told her to put clay on it. She wasn't sure about it, but she did. And in about a minute, it started burning so bad she had to shower for relief. What happened? I've never had anything happen like that when using clay. I have used it, encouraged others to use it, and have had very good results. Do you know what could have been the cause of such a reaction? It would be very interesting to know. Thank you, Diane. Diane, my theory on that is when a toe gets in that state, it gets numb and loses feeling. And when you put the clay back on it, it brings that circulation right to the area. The feeling comes back, and sometimes when she's been without feeling in it, it's so intense, it burns. It's bringing blood flow and oxygen to the surface and to those cells. The cells have been dormant. They're shut off, and they're shriveling up, and it's just like it blew them back to life too quickly. Maybe she could mix up a little clay water and just soak her foot in it and try it that way and let it work up gradually. I really think it's a sign it was working. Sometimes it will exacerbate things before it heals them because it's bringing everything to an intensity where it can grab hold of it. So though generally I don't have those type of reactions, I have heard of that happening with people with neuropathy whose feet have been numb for so long that when the filling comes back, it literally, their feet feels like they're burning. And if they will keep it up, it's working, and it may be uncomfortable for a while, and it may take a year, but they can get through the whole neuropathy and have the circulation again. So that's what was happening there. It was just so intense. Thank you for those questions, and let me see if we have any more. Katarina in Melbourne. Welcome, Katarina. I have pigmentation. I've been using the clay mixing with water. Will it go away? Do you know? It has gone lighter, but still they're not disappeared yet. Need to know if it if I go out in the sun and suntan, will it come out darker, or is the clay a treatment and it goes away? I also can get rid of stubborn pimples, which the clay has drawn out. The clay is excellent for pimples because it pulls the impurities and that excess oil that gets in the pores of our skin that causes those pimples. It pulls that out and cleanses them. For pigmentation, it does take, I know I've had a few people with birth defects, and it takes daily applications, maybe for months. One person had a Brandywine port stain, and he did say it was lightening up, and I do need to get back with him because I haven't checked with him in quite a while to find out what stage it's in now. I've heard it can lighten birthmarks. Now, there's some pigmentation problems it will help with and some it won't. If a lot of people get help with their age spots. But, yes, going back into the sun without protection, you're going to be building it right back up. It's like you're feeding it through the sun. Now, if you use clay on topically, clay is a natural sun shield. It's just that it's drying and it feels yucky to go around with dry clay on you and feeling that tightness too. So one of these days we'll figure out how to make a clay sun protection, sun cream. It does naturally, but it's just uncomfortable. We're going to have to find out what we can mix with it so it still works without being so uncomfortable. Kim and Marlo, I'm 48-year-old female with severe reflux and newly diagnosed esophageal spasm. Do you think this would help me? Honey, I'd bet my bottom dollar on it. I had the worst case of acid reflux. I was sitting up propped on pillows at night, nearly sitting straight up, because if I laid down, that burning acidic stuff came right up my esophagus into my throat and mouth. And in 3 days after starting taking the liquid clay, I hadn't had it anymore. I could sleep flat, and it's wonderful. It works so quickly on anything of that nature, any ulcers, over-acidity. Clay, that's just right down clay's alley, since it has a 9.7 pH. So get you some liquid clay and get started on there and stop that and stop those spasms. There's something going on, and I have noticed an increase in the amount of esophageal cancer. It has just been brought to me lately. I had a lady who told me her son had it, and she used clay and did the juicing. She had actually cured herself of cancer and went down to Mexico to the Gerson Institute there and did the raw food diet and the wheatgrass and all of that. So her son got it, and he was in, they had given him 3 weeks to live. He had a tube inserted because the treatments from the chemo and the radiation had just burned up his esophagus and the little valve wouldn't shut. So if he tried to eat and swallow, it would go into his lungs. So they have to tube feed him. But he is still living and well and very active 7 years after that. She used the raw food juicing. She took her blender up there. She would take fresh vegetables and drive to Kentucky where he lived. She'd get fresh vegetables from Texas because it was in the wintertime and he was in Kentucky, and drive up there and make him and blend him these juices and feed him, and turned around a 3-week death sentence. So there's a lot to do with the way you eat and your body being able to heal itself. The people who are eating raw and vegetarian, I know it doesn't sound very exciting, and doing the juicing, what happens is when we eat meat and heavy stuff with fats, it takes a lot of the body's energy to digest it, and then the body's got to get rid of this heavy stuff. And when you eat vegetables and fruits and things, this doesn't happen. And the body is in a rest state, and it can work on healing itself, which is what it's supposed to do. It's designed to do. So eating raw and vegan really takes the pressure off the body so it can heal itself. But just start noticing, right after I heard about that case, I came home, I'd had lunch with this lady, came home and had a phone call, an email from a lady whose brother had esophageal cancer, and he had just gone into stage four. They had removed one vocal cord, they were tube feeding him, and they were, you know, still doing the radiation, and she was using the clay for the burning on the skin of the radiation. And I connected her with this lady, and she wrote me the most beautiful email. And the lady's name is Eunice, and Eunice offered to go up there. They live not in Texas. Eunice lives in Texas. She was going to carry a bunch of fruits and vegetables. She grows her own garden, an organic garden, take them up there, take a blender, and make them some food to eat that was healthy for him. And she always puts the clay in it, so it's a good combination. Thank you, Kim. Karen in Buena Park, what is the ratio to mix for a foot bath or a soak? Can the same foot bath water be used by several persons, one right after another? If so, how many? Will toxins from the previous persons be in the foot bath water? And if so, will the person absorb the previous person's toxins? Good question. Actually, once the clay captures the toxins, it doesn't release them. So you can leave it in the water, you can get in there. Now the clay won't be as effective because it's going to be partially full. The surface area of clay is equal to about a fourth of a football field. So there is a lot of little layers there. Clay is like a little stack of very fine, thin, microscopic business cards is what it looks like. And if you spread all those out, when they hydrate, they make this little cage in between when you add the water to it. And if you spread out all the little business cards, it would cover a fourth of a football field. So that would be 800 square meters would be the surface area of the clay, and of course the negative ions are on the surface areas, so it can draw a lot of these positive ions, a lot of these bad things, were these toxins we're wanting to get rid of. You might could use it more than for one person. I wouldn't go beyond two. You know, add a little more water to it and take it out and put it in your garden or your flower beds. It's throw it on the grass, you're going to have a green spot there. Now, the ratio for it, you want it somewhere between the hydrated and the liquid. So the hydrated is a 1 to 3 ratio. The liquid is a 1 to 8. I would do about a 1 to 6 ratio. And if it's a little too thick, you can always add more water if you feel it's too soupy. You want a good emulsified mix to soak your feet in. And then if you can, take your feet out, prop it up, and let them dry. It's not as good as a clay bath because it's missing your lymph glands, but for a lot of people, that's the only solution. I do want to say that clay is safe for your bathtub, your pipes, and your septic tanks. We had a septic tank builder. We consulted with him and said, no, it actually could be beneficial to the septic tank. The clay is going to soak to the bottom. It's going to take years to ever build up and fill a septic tank, and if ever. And he said there's no danger of it getting in the lateral lines. So, and clay even does have some microbials in it that are beneficial, and again, it doesn't go off after all the bacteria, just the positive charge ones. Larquita at Fort Scott, I have a problem with my bowels, in other words, constipation problems. So what's the best product to use for this? Larquita, if you're first, Larquita, if you are first starting out with clay, some people do have constipation. Other people may have diarrhea. Most people fall in the middle and have regular bowel movements. It's an adaptogen. It adapts to your body, and it goes where it needs to go and lodges there until it gets that out. Most of us are carrying around 5 to 10 pounds, maybe more, of old fecal matter that's dried out and putrefied and stuck in the crevices of the colon. And then this mucoid plaque builds up in there. And when you start taking the clay, it pulls that gunk out, which is hard, it's dark, it's smelly, and it's dry, so it's very constipating. So what I recommend is either take a smooth move tea or to take some over-the-counter magnesium tablets, 250 milligrams. You can take one morning and night. You can cut them in half. You can just find what you need. It's not as harsh as a laxative, but it will keep you moving. And some people continue to have the constipation. Like I say, a lot of people are amazed because they start having 3 good firm bowel movements a day. So it's going to adjust to your body. And I wish I had a definitive answer for that. But I think that taking the clay may help, particularly if it, once you get cleansed past that hard part, let's see what happens. But do take something if you have that problem when you start taking the clay. All right, let's see. We have some more. Ginger and Clayton. Does clay have any effect on colds or flu? Thank you. It does indirectly. It does because it supports the overall immune system. Clay helps the body heal itself. It takes that overload off so the body has a better chance. Now, when I have a cold or a flu, I started trying to get a sore throat the other day. I live in Texas, and we've had these fires. They were 40 miles away. And the smoke and things were giving people fits. And I started feeling the glands in my throat getting tender and sore, particularly when I swallowed. I took clay at night and put a thin coat under my throat, under those glands, and even over my sinuses, above my eyes and across my nose on either side under my eyes to help clear out those sinuses. I was beginning to get stopped up. So I just put a thin coat on and sleep with it on and wash it off in the morning. And I actually kept the cold from getting a hold and settling in. So indirectly, yes. Is it what you take for a cold, like an antibiotic? No. But I find clay has so many good side effects to it, good benefits, that it's beneficial to take it for most anything. Ginger and Clayton, I just spoke with a friend who has blood clots on her kidneys. Any help here? Here's what I know. Clay enriches the blood. It helps build red blood cells. It's not absorbed into the blood. It does it through biotransmutation, through enzymatic action with the body. The body sends enzymes that are able to, it will stop anemia, I'll put it that way. Blood clots on the kidney, I have never heard of. Since it doesn't go into the bloodstream, I just don't know. I don't know on that one. You know, you might try a poultice over the kidney area, but I wouldn't leave it on longer than an hour. Your kidneys are pretty tender, and just see if that will help. The drawing effect, I do know. Like I broke my toe one time, and I kept the clay globed on thickly, and I think that was the secret, because my toe literally turned black and blue, and it was deep purple between my toe. And I kept the wet clay on there for 3 days, and at the fourth day, I got up that morning, and the black and blue was gone. I mean, it didn't hang in there for weeks and weeks and gradually turn green and yellow and go away. It just went so quickly. So it reabsorbed that blood that was under the skin area. Now, the trick is keeping it on thickly because I bruise my arms pretty easy, particularly if I'm out in the garden in the flower bed. I get scratches and I bang my arm against something and I get a bruise spot and it's taking longer to get away. But I find if I can keep it on real thick, it sort of helps reabsorb that blood. So I hope that will be some help for your situation. And, of course, I would have her drink the clay. I think that's beneficial to anybody. Now, again, remember, if you're drinking the clay and you're taking medications, check with your pharmacist, see how long it takes to absorb the medicine, and then take your clay either before or after that. It doesn't affect all the medicines, but some it might, or it might weaken the clay, which would be a bad thing. So just check with your pharmacist, and generally they don't know, so you just ask them, well, how long does it take me to absorb this particular medicine? And then find a time that's beneficial for you to take clay. All right, let's see if we have anything. Denise in Chicago. Hi, Perrier. I use the 2 cups of clay for baths, and I'm curious as to whether I have too much water in the tub in proportion to the clay. Usually the tub will be half to three-quarters full. Should I use more clay? Denise, I think 2 cups is fine in that case. I have a large tub, and I like a 2-cup bath. The clay, it's just getting in the clay water. You know, when these mothers can take just a little clay and pour it in the bath water, and the kids don't need a tub as full. You want the tub full enough so when you lay down, you cover your body and your lymph glands. That's the trick, to stay down in the water and keep the clay circulating. I find that it works just like the lady that used the 1/2 cup for a migraine headache. There was even power in that. But if you're working on heavy metals or something, I do recommend the 2-cup. And I just like it because it makes me feel so good. I can't describe the value of a clay bath. Your skin is baby soft when you get out. You're relaxed. You sleep well. If you've been out working in the yard or playing tennis or golf for the first time all year and your muscles are sore, been working out at the gym, it literally pulls the soreness, that acetylic acid that builds up out of the muscles and takes the pain away. So I think you're just doing fine. I wouldn't worry about that. As long as when you get in there you keep the clay stirred up, I take a wash rag and kind of swish it around and move my leg back and forth to be able to keep it actively in the water. Well, it looks like that's all the questions on that site for now. Oh, we have quite a few more people who've joined us online. I'm going to open up the phone lines, and I'm going to ask you if there's noise in the background where you are, if you will punch *6 on your phone. That will block you out, so we don't have to hear the background noise. So let's try this.
Answered in the order they received, so it should be only a moment longer.
Okay,
thank you for calling McLean Company, and have a great day.
Okay, well, that didn't work very well. If you would like to, if you would have a question you would like, if you press *6 on your phone, that will show me that you are raising your hand, and I can open up an individual line that way. Quite a few listeners from all over, Chicago, California, Oklahoma, Georgia, Kansas, Virginia, Florida, and Texas. I will talk, since we've talked about liquid today, let's talk about how to mix it. It's a 1-to-8 ratio using the living clay product. This is a slightly swelling clay, so it has more propensity for holding more toxins. And when you mix it, you want to put 1 part of clay to 8 parts of water. So however much clay you use 8 times that much water, and then shake it real, real, real good. You want to leave room in your jar to shake so you can get all the lumps out. You don't want any lumps out. Then just leave it on your cabinet. You can open it and kind of let it expand and let it belch, let the pressure off, and it's pretty much ready to go in about 5 minutes. And you don't have to refrigerate it. You can leave it on your kitchen cabinet in room temperature. I wouldn't put it in a sunny, hot window, but normally it's inert, so it's not going to spoil. If you do put it in your refrigerator and some like it cold, don't do like my daughter and loosen the lid, because she had cantaloupe and a bunch of fruit and stuff in her refrigerator, and she put it in there, and she said her clay started tasting like perfume. And I asked her where she had it, and she said in the refrigerator. So it does what clay does. It absorbs odor. Well, we're 1 minute past 12:30. Our time is up for this week. It's been wonderful being with you and having so many people on the line. I hope it's been beneficial to you today. Now, go take some clay and have a great weekend. Thank you for listening. Until next time, this is Perrier signing out. Good day.